Day program at 7 after the hour from Washington, not Washington State where all the snow was yesterday, but Washington as in District of Columbia, where the Health Action Forum is going on. There's almost, I think there probably isn't a week that goes by in our nation's capital where some of these advocacy groups that get together to try to discuss and come to some meeting of the mind with some important popular issue, and healthcare is, if not the number one issue, in general terms in our country, it certainly is in the top two or three. And so there is a continued focus on sort of refining, fixing something that's really broken. Some people agree this is the way to do it. Some people say that's the way to do it. But the question still hasn't been answered. How do we fix, you know, all of the money that's thrown at it and all of the services that may be available? Still, we don't focus on prevention. And interestingly enough, Richie, Jennifer, and Roberta, the announcement that Paula Deen has diabetes has done sort of thrown an interesting flavor to the conversation this week as far as health is concerned, because it really does bring people around to understanding if you, and she was a promoter of eating badly. You know, throw all the stuff into the pan and fry it up with as much butter as you can get.
Right, that was her first thing in every recipe. Take a quarter stick of butter.
Right. That's right.
Forget a quarter, it's a whole stick.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, yeah, a quarter of the, you know, the pound, that whole stick of butter there.
Right. So then she, you know, is now representing from her own devices the whole thing that we've been talking about here. If you want to make a decision to live life that way, that's swell, but don't expect me to pay for you ruining your life. And I think that's part of the healthcare debate. I have Gordon Boneman with me here, who is on the board at Families USA. A part of our issue here, the Health Action Summit in Washington, is trying to help people who don't have a say at the table, if you will, the so-called 40 or 50 million people that everybody always keeps going back to. They don't have health insurance. Many of those people are constituents of yours. And easily, folks, you'll, especially the people listening in Tennessee, you'll find a brother in here, because you do sound like a Tennessean. And that's not a bad thing. People say, I don't sound like I'm from Massachusetts. I worked hard not to sound like I'm from Massachusetts. You don't have to.
I don't have an accent. Everybody else does.
Yeah, right. Good for you. You're a lawyer.
I am.
And you represent people who normally can't pay your under... You're not the exorbitant sort of lawyer that when people think of lawyers, they think of $250 an hour. You're not one of those guys.
I work for a nonprofit, right. Uh-huh. And we advocate for... For many years, worked for Legal Aid, serving people who are in poverty or near poverty. Increasingly in healthcare, I'm representing people who are middle class, because you don't have to be poor.
What do you say represent? What do you do? How are you representing them?
I try to get them health benefits. I battle with health insurance companies.
Give us an example of somebody that you're working with now without a name, as a story to have people who are listening to the program understand what the problems are and how they are trying, at least using somebody like you, to be resolved.
Sure, a family with autism.
Whose children are adults?
This is a teenage child who has autism, who is has lots of problems, and the family has blown through their insurance. Both parents work. They've blown through their insurance, and getting the services that will allow that child to have a chance of being self-reliant as an adult, it's just a huge issue. Those are the sorts of things. I mean, I used to just deal only with people who are uninsured. Increasingly, I'm dealing with people who are underinsured. You talked about 40 or 50 million. There's at least an equal number who are underinsured, and you don't know who you are until it happens to you. You've got an insurance card. You think you're golden.
Yeah.
And then try to use it, and you find out, well, there's a pre-existing condition, or there's a deductible, or there's a lifetime limit. I mean, that is a huge issue anymore, is lifetime limits.
There's so many issues to this, right, in terms of, from the ground level up, how the care is administered, how much it costs, where you get it, how you get it, those sorts of things. And then I backslide into the prevention thing, because although that's not really your purview.
Oh, it is. That's huge.
It is. So
that's huge.
Explain
because,
that from
because
here.
People, let me give you an example. This is not a recent one, but it could be. I mean, it's timeless. A couple of years ago, I got a call from a homeless clinic in Nashville asking me to help a middle-class family, two parents, intact, two kids, both parents working, neither had insurance through their work. And what had happened was that they had a child who was like 8, and he'd gotten a spider bite on his abdomen. And he had heard his parents talking about they didn't have insurance, and they were worried about their medical bills. So they didn't tell his parents. And it wasn't until his abdomen was abscessed, and his little sister saw him getting undressed at night, that she snitched him out. They rushed him to the hospital. The hospital did the wallet biopsy and said, sorry, you don't have insurance, turned him away, sent him to the homeless clinic. Homeless clinic said, we can't take care of him. He needs to be in the hospital. So you ask what I do. I called up the lawyer for the hospital and said, don't make me come down there. But it was basically...
Don't make me come down there.
But it was basically badgering and begging.
Right.
As opposed to two people, middle class, both working, intact family. And I caught them just as they were, the mother had loaded the child in the back seat of their car. They were going to drive to Indiana through the night in hopes that the pediatrician who had cared for them before they moved to Tennessee 5 years before could somehow wangle away into a hospital in Indiana. Now, that's just ridiculous.
That is ridiculous.
And you're talking prevention.
Yeah.
I mean, the child had to be hospitalized because even the child had caught the sense of anxiety in that family about just not having insurance. So when I hear people going on about mandating insurance coverage, I have never known a family that didn't have insurance that was worried about being mandated to get it. They wanted it desperately.
Well,
they wasn't affordable.
The question has always come back around to the other end of it, and that's how it's paid for.
Right.
Who pays for it, and under what circumstances is it given? And so what happens is we get into a circle and we go around and around like in a barrel, because if people were intelligently educated, if there's some program at school that's necessary, it certainly is this, and yet it gets politicized because these fools on the local school board say, oh, health ed contains sex ed and they're going to teach kids how to do it, so they drop the whole health ed course, the curriculum that is very necessary for us to understand how our bodies work. And you know, you go through so many other examples like this. If prevention, if kids learn about their body, learn how to eat well, learn things that they aren't being taught, and frankly the parents kind of have abrogated some of the responsibilities. Some of these parents have, and so they think it's cheaper to go to McDonald's and have dinner, but they don't realize it's actually cheaper to go to the grocery store, get good food, bring it home, and prepare it. Those sorts of discussions aren't being had. But to get to the nitty-gritty of what you're talking about, this sort of thing has changed our whole outlook, I think. I was listening to you talk about the various types of coverage. I had, until recently, a $5,000 deductible, so all that I could cover the $5,000, and it was still costing me like $1,450 every 3 months. And for what? I didn't ever, because I choose to live in a healthy way, I didn't take advantage of it, but you never can tell. You're on a car accident or whatever the heck may befall you, and if you don't have some coverage, then you turn it around and you find out that all these illegal aliens that come into the country, many of them are getting these services. Now, you can argue whether they're entitled to them because they're human beings or not, but that's another drain on the pocketbook of the average person seeing, I can't afford health insurance. How come these guys are getting it?
Well,
that becomes part of the debate. You may have some of these folks as clients as well that are illegal. You know, would you ask that question if somebody came to you and said, I need help, I'm Joe Hispanic?
I really don't. I have, I don't have very many clients. I can't remember any clients who were in that situation. But I think this situation you're describing of your own expenses, I had appendicitis last year, and my wife is a judge. I get insurance through the state. It's the best insurance in Tennessee.
Right.
And we walked away with a $10,000 bill.
Ooh.
Now, insurance covering everything it's supposed to cover, now that's a hit.
Well, but the other side of it is, as well, if you examine the bill, a lot of people don't do that because they think, okay, the insurance company is going to pay for it. But if you look at that, what made up that $10,000, I'll bet you there was plenty of waste.
Trust me, I examined those bills. My favorite was somebody who had kidney problems and was charged $32 for a six-pack of beer to flush his kidneys. I hope it was premium. I hope it wasn't that cheap stuff I drink.
Richie, you're all set. You'll never have problems with your...
That's right.
That's pretty funny, actually. Yeah, so what do we do? How do we fix this?
I think I'm hopeful about the new law. If people give it a chance, we can build on it.
People aren't going to give it a chance because it doesn't work for a lot of people.
Well, it leaves it intact for the people who already have insurance.
Mm-hmm.
I think but it helps people on Medicare. It's going to affect everybody in the sense that, for example, women are no longer going to be a pre-existing condition.
But we have a $17 trillion bill. And a lot of the bill is made up of things that are expensed through the medical care system. So if it keeps adding to what we are already indebted for, that it may, in the interests of you and me, individual private citizen, takes care of us in the immediate. But what happens down the road when everything just crumbles because we can't handle the weight of the debt?
Well, right now, it's crumbling for families.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's
so families first, worry about the debt later.
You got to worry about it all, but the idea that we're just going to keep on trucking the way we are. I mean, I've represented architects, doctors, lawyers. I mean, it just takes an unlucky draw in the lottery life to be in trouble in the healthcare system these days.
One other thing, I don't want to make this an easy dart, but it is a pretty easy target. The way the system runs now, with the corruption, the corporate corruption, and I'm a capitalist guy. I'm a free enterprise guy. I'm not the unbridled free, like everybody's buying every congressman in town here. But that's really what part of the problem is. The legislation gets passed. I mean, look at this. Who wrote this? Billy Towson did most of the crafting of this bill.
You're talking about the prescription drug benefit.
I'm talking about all
Medicare.
This stuff. Yeah, right. I mean,
years ago.
Yeah. It is. It's folly to think that we, you and me, you're a pretty charming average guy, and most of the people who are in this room having conversations are pretty average people. They don't have the influence that a guy with a big checkbook has that runs Humana. Don't have it. That's not the way the system works now. And that's part of the problem. It seems to me everybody ought to be focused on how to get stuff done that isn't always at the expense of the people who can't afford to have influence with the people who make the rules.
And that's why I'm excited about this law. I mean, I've been dealing with this for 30 years,
mm-hmm.
and it just gets worse and worse and worse. And, you know, for example, you hear about they're going to create in 2 years new insurance marketplaces where there will be transparency. You'll be able to know how much the insurance companies, Humana, is actually spending on benefits as opposed to advertising and the guys in the corner office. We're talking about two things, making the marketplace work better, which I think is good, and then dealing with the folks who can't get in at all now because they have pre-existing conditions or because they simply can't get it through their employer. So I think it deserves a chance to work, because we can't keep on the way we are, that's for sure.
You make a good case. Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
Gordon Bonneman is here on the Good Day program at 19 past the hour.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
I heard that I can use TurboTax for free.
That's true.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
That's also true.
Awesome. You guys are the best.
Yes, that's true as well.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Takes to be the next American Idol?
I cannot believe it when I heard her news today.
It may be because of this sort of thing, the ratings have the least sauce behind them since American Idol began. This is a guy named Heejin. Listen to this voice, though. This sounds interesting, Richie.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying now.
So tell me, how am I supposed to live without you? Now that I've been loving you so long.
Oh, we have our own judges here on Good Day. Rich, how do you
I saw this guy. And it was funny because this guy's kind of like this silly, goofy, tall Japanese guy.
Really?
And when he sang, you did not expect this pretty voice to come out of his mouth, and they were all very shocked.
Yeah.
He's great. I give him a thumbs up.
All right, Jennifer says yes. Roberta, what do you say?
Yes.
All right, Richie?
Yeah, oh yeah, I give
right.
a pass.
Next
You're
up
going
is...
to Hollywood! Oh,
yeah.
Sorry, I like to say
now,
that.
Some of the names, I was talking about this yesterday, the names that will now become household names, there will be a half a dozen of these names that we'll all be talking about for the next 6 months.
Heejin.
Heejin.
Yes.
This next fellow's name is Reed Grimm.
What are you singing, man?
The theme song to Family Matters.
That's a first.
Yeah.
Well, it's a rare condition in this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. Love and tradition of the grand design. Well, as some people say, it's even harder to find. Days go by.
All right. That's cool. Richie says yes. What do you say, Roberta?
Got some soul?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Jennifer?
Yeah.
I like it. And you know what? That's a good theme song,
by
the way.
You're crazy.
All right. So the judges there sound like they were interested, too. Next up, Samantha Novacek.
What are you going to sing?
I'm going to sing Like We Never Loved It All by Faith Hill.
Hold on a minute. I have to explain this.
All right. Richie watched this last
time. Her sister is into yoga.
Yeah.
And apparently there's a position in yoga called planking where you lie on your stomach and you put your legs and your head up in the air and you hold that stiff position.
Really?
Well, her sister believes that that brings her sister, the one who's singing, good luck. So she walks in and lies down on the floor in the planking position while her sister is singing. So this, so when they bring this up,
I'll tell you this visual out. Okay.
While your sister's there planking.
How long can you hold that?
She can't talk while she's planking, Steven.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it's a serious business.
Okay.
You, I hear you're doing fine. Seems like you're doing well. As far as I can tell. So tell me what your secret is, baby.
And enough?
Yes, I'll take her.
Yeah, Richie?
Yeah, not bad.
All right,
not
so
bad.
Far we like all these people. Next, the interesting name department, Creighton Fraker. sings
Randy Jackson. You've been part of the action for 11 whole seasons now. And you two are the new few who gonna choose who gonna be the next American Idol. The next American Idol.
Yes.
I like it.
You guys like it? Tracy, did you watch this guy?
Points for crazy.
I did not see him.
He doesn't do anything for me. But Roberta?
Yeah. Oh, okay. He's fun.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? At least he didn't sing just a dumb song.
Next up, Eben Frankowitz.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
I like the song.
All without music.
It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
All right, what do you think, Richie?
She's always gone too long.
Not bad.
Anytime.
Not exciting.
She goes
Jennifer?
Away.
Not exciting, but not
Roberta?
Bad.
Roberta?
Okay.
All right, so the last person we have time for, no relation to Tony Orlando, Travis Orlando. Give us a quick piece on him, Richie.
Isn't she lovely?
Nah, forget it. Okay.
Isn't she wonderful?
You're going to get killed when you try to do Stevie Wonder.
More of the same stuff. It's just, this is getting old, old, old. 28 past the hour. And yeah, they are. And then for good reason. 28 after on Good Day.
My wireless internet bill was really adding up. So to save some money, I just used my neighbor's unpassword-protected Wi-Fi for free.
It's unpassword-protected. Protected because the signal doesn't go outside of the house. Now get off my couch.
Not to mention, I recharge my laptop for free.
Mm-hmm, not free.
And while I wait for all my downloads, they really need more bandwidth. I just grab a soda. Not much of a diet fan, but beggars can't be choosers.
You're not begging, you're just choosing.
Neighbors are great.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Grandpa!
Hey, there he is. What appearance. Sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Every second, someone turns to OnStar for help.
OnStar Center, how may I help you?
Yeah, I just woke up and my car was stolen.
I hate that you had to call us under these circumstances, but I'll be happy to assist you. Are you in a safe location?
Yeah, I can't believe this. The car was in the driveway. My wife's car was behind mine. I come out to get the newspaper. Her car's out in the street. So they pushed her car out to get to my car.
Oh, no. Do you have the stolen vehicle report number?
550.
Now you can add this kind of protection to your car with new OnStar FMV.
Police Department.
I have a location on a stolen vehicle. It's just off of Bridler Brook Court. It's in a subdivision. It's currently stationary.
Thanks, OnStar. We have 3 units going out there.
This is Pete.
This is the OnStar Center. We have located the vehicle. Police, we'll be contacting you shortly.
Okay, thanks so much.
OnStar is built into many new vehicles, or you can add it to almost any car with new OnStar FMV. Visit OnStar.com for availability.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Today we are awash in two things that we don't usually do here on the Good Day program: politics and sports.
And soap. And water.
And soap, yes, right, soap and water. At the Health Action Symposium that takes place every year this time, Richie and I were just remembering, to our dismay, that last year when I was invited to this, I flew into Washington and never got anywhere. This event took place the same week last year. And there was a tremendous, 46-inch snowstorm or something, and Washington can't handle snow. So Richie picked me up at the, I came in on the last plane that landed at Dulles. Mm-hmm. It was the same flight I took yesterday to get here. And Richie picked me up, and it took us an hour and a half to get out of the parking lot, and then another 3 or 4 hours to get to his house, which is only 4 miles from here. And it was that was the hallmark of the day. And so I had remembered that I didn't make it to this event last year. But there's always good discussion and debate about things. And the healthcare industry, yeah, it does get politicized, and it is a football, and it is corrupt, and it's all of the things that we all disdain and dislike about what's going on in our country. So this is a good way to flush some of the stuff out. There are always some good stories, like the fellow from Tennessee had a great story, I thought, very telling story, very good example of why this thing needs some attention, because the situation is a mess. And so some people will take this as being political because a lot of these people here happen to think that the current state of affairs, at least the direction it's going in with the new health care bill, is a good one. I don't happen to buy that, but you got to listen to all their arguments and be respectful of different points of view, and maybe something will be said that will change our ideas about some of this stuff. So with that in mind, open-mindedness is very important. And so that's why I think these discussions are valuable, because we don't all agree on stuff. We know we don't all agree on stuff. So listen to the other point of view and see if it has some value. If it does, swell. If it doesn't, okay. You wash it away with, yesterday's dirt and grime. That's easy. But the soap that Jennifer has brought to the table. Meanwhile, the other item, Super Bowl and the contests between the Ravens and the Patriots and the Giants and the 49ers. So we're down to the last of the playoffs, and then it's
championship games.
It's 2 weeks until the Super Bowl, right? When is the
right.
Super Bowl?
Next week, it's the 5th. Next week, they get a week off.
Didn't I see something about an ad for Volkswagen?
Video of the day.
And that's the video of the day today, right?
Yes.
Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah, here it is. The upcoming Super Bowl ad has been teased. There's a video floating around of these dogs barking with a familiar tune. Last year they ran the commercial with a boy in a Darth Vader costume.
Which was a hit.
It was a hit. There is, I mean, we can play it for you, but it's actually much better if you go see it.
It's
which is the reason we
watch.
Call it the video of the day, because we want you to go watch it and be entertained at DougStephan.com. So let's listen to this a little bit and see if we can pick up the hint. Yeah. That's the Vader.
Darth Vader theme.
March of the Imperial whatever.
Yeah, the Imperial Lizards. Or...
It's hysterical to watch.
All right, so that's our video of the day today. So the poll over the weekend at DougStephan.com, which team do you want to see in the Super Bowl? The Ravens, the Patriots, yes. The Giants, the 49ers.
The 49ers, baby.
49. Now, I'm not a big football fan, as you know, and you know the reasons for it, because I worry about the helmets and the health and well-being of all these guys. But you can't get away from a discussion of these events the next 2-3 weeks, because it just seems to be part of what everybody's talking about. Last night, yesterday on the plane, I flew from Los Angeles to Washington as a Washington-based crew. And as I am wont to do from time to time, I flirt just a bit with the flight attendants that appear to be eligible. And a lovely lady named Carolyn and I, that was pretty tactful, wasn't it? I presented that well, yeah.
Yeah.
She's a Baltimorean, so she likes the Ravens.
I like the Ravens, too.
And we talked a little about the Patriots, and then we talked about, you know, the fact that Washington doesn't ever have any support for... She said the same thing you've said, Richie, all along. There's no real support for Washington teams because nobody is a Washingtonian. They come here for 2 years, 4 years, six years, 8 years, and then
nobody's born here
this year.
So
right. No
the Redskin fans are rabid, crazy fans.
Right.
But everybody that comes here is from Ohio, New York, New Jersey, California, Florida, whatever.
Yeah. All right, so that's our preference poll. You can respond to it as hundreds of other people do every day.
Also, our question at Facebook.com.
All right, so tell us about Facebook. Yesterday, we had two or three things on Facebook that we haven't really kept up with, Jen. So give us an update on some of the things from this week on Facebook, people that are following us on Facebook.
I will do that. Let me run over to the page. I'm jogging.
The results of yesterday's poll... This week has been a very interesting week for those who love to use the internet, which is all of us, and the various things, the facilities that are there. And one of them that came to light was a new app that will allow you to deliver a final message to your friends in the event of your assuming room temperature. And when that happens, would you take advantage of something like that? I was thinking about it, how it might apply to Tony when she passed. And, in fact, we used Facebook. Tony didn't use it, but Megan used it
to communicate about Tony.
Anyway, so here's how that shook out, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. Would you use the app to deliver a final message to your friends on Facebook once you died? 27% said, no, it sounds like a terrible idea. 19% said, I doubt it. Seems kind of morbid. 18% said, maybe if I can figure out what I'd want to say. 15% said, yes, I think it's a great idea. 11% said, I don't have a Facebook page. 10% said, I don't even have a will.
Well, you know, the answers were very much the same on Facebook, because yesterday we asked, would you use this app to deliver a final message to your friends? And Chris said, I would, but how would Facebook know that I'm dead? Which is a very good question.
Right,
you have to have a button
question,
pusher. Janet said, how would I know I'm dead? Which is kind of funny. Chris said, no, half of my real friends aren't on Facebook. And Stacy said, what would you say? Way too much pressure. And that's kind of true. If you want to sign off the planet, you know, what are you going to say? It's a lot.
Sure.
Now, we also talked about the military's use of dolphins to detect bombs, Doug, and this is a pretty big one on Facebook. We asked if our friends approved of this. Heidi said, whatever works. Kim said, sure, especially if they can do it better than humans. Tony said, absolutely. Terry said, I most certainly do. These animals are perfectly suited to do the job. They can breathe underwater a heck of a lot better than me. Nettie said, hadn't thought much about that, but interesting. Christine said, H-E-double-L, no. Dolphins are mammals. They give birth and feed their calves like humans do. And Jason said, yes, it's no different than a bomb-sniffing dog if it was.
Now, I wouldn't have predicted it would come out that way.
I know. Me neither.
I
was
surprised
very
at that. All right, but you continue to be what our listeners do is defy gravity. Sometimes they defy logic. And I'm not saying that this was an illogical conclusion to come to. I just think it's fun to have lots of... This may be one of the most diversified audiences in radio because of how we approach things and the people who are here. And as I often do when referencing different points of view, we talk about The View and what happens there because there are different points of view expressed. And it just gives you a chance to find somebody that you gravitate to, or maybe, heaven help us, you'll get a different point of view on something and you think, you know what, that really does make some sense. So that's what it's all about here. So, okay, we've taken care of the prickly issues. We have fun in the Freebie Friday department from our Queen of Cheap.
She's the Queen of Cheap, the diva of Tumster Town. It's Roberta Bessanelli.
Okay, let's start with Valentine's Day. You can get 20 free photo Valentine's Day cards, so you could take a picture of you and your loved one, or you and your dog, or you and your tarantula, or whatever, and you'll get 20 free photo cards.
I want to see the tarantula crawling around on your belly.
On my belly?
I want to see that tarantula crawling around.
You know, you don't
want
to handle
belly.
Tarantulas too much because they're very delicate, actually. Yeah, people think that you can, like, play with them, but you can't.
But their legs fall off?
Well, no, their body, you know, that round big part of their body, is as fragile as an egg.
It's fluff.
So if you drop it, it could break and kill the poor thing.
Oh, poor tarantula.
Yeah, so, you know, you don't want to do that.
Sad, yeah.
Okay, a free neti pot when you can tell somebody to stick it up their nose. It's exactly what this does if you can get one free.
Nose,
we gave away hundreds of those last year. They're very, very effective for colds, flu, getting your nostrils cleaned.
Yes, your sinuses. Yeah. Absolutely.
Where do you get those?
You go on the DougStefan.com website and you look at the Queen of Cheap page and it has the instructions on how you can get one free, Doug.
Perfect, Roberta.
You like that?
Very good.
Okay, free Yo Crunch Pie Parfaits or Greek Parfaits. What they want you to do is find this new product in the stores, take a picture of it, send them the picture, and they'll send you a coupon for a free one.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't seem to be worth the trouble, but, you know, some people get into this. And after you eat that Yo Crunch Pie Parfait, you might need the Prevacid 24-hour, and you can get a free 14 count of it, which is probably good for 2 weeks, I would imagine. And then free Kiehl's Clearly Corrective Dark Spot Solution. You can get it free at Nordstrom on Saturday. I love the Kiehl's products. They're really great. So all these things you can find at DougStefan.com at the Queen of Cheap site and that website.
Okay, so that takes care of that. A lot of good things. And they're cumulative. You get the benefit cumulatively.
Yes.
The things that are still good are up there all the time. So check out all the coupons. Save a lot of money. Help yourself. We're happy to do it as a public service at DougStefan.com next to Phil Lempert's Supermarket Guru Box, where you can save money and have ideas, healthy eating. Matter of fact, the focus today from Phil are the benefits of blueberries. And there are the myriad of things. They're great, great, great for everything that ails you, really and truly. Great for your body, your brain. So read on and enjoy. And then you always say, can I afford to buy a box of blueberries? Because they're $2.99 for about three of them at this time of year. But you have to figure your priorities. Would you buy a box of blueberries knowing they're good for you for the same price as you can get a big Big Mac for? I would, in fact. Wouldn't you? If you had any common sense, you would, it seemed to me. Speaking of common sense, Jennifer Horn here in a moment with our television update, including Walmart launching an American Idol kind of contest. That story coming up here on Good Day.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
Yes, it is.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
You bet.
So, on a scale of 1 to 10, how expert-y are you?
I'm an 11.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
Grandpa!
Hey, there he is.
What appearance.
Sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
All right, a couple of stories from DougStefan.com from the world of television. I suppose this is a sideways entry into that, the Walmart story, Jen.
Yeah, they're doing, and I actually like this contest. It's kind of an American Idol-like contest for inventors. Walmart is asking entrepreneurs or individual inventors to come up with a new product that could get space on the shelves of Walmart or on Walmart.com. The contest is called Get on the Shelf, and you can do anything. Toys, electronics, clothing, household goods, and then you submit videos of your invention at www.getontheshelf.com.
So inventions of things that would be, that could be utilitarian.
Never work.
Why would it never work?
Because they won't want to pay what it'll take to manufacture the product.
At least it's an interesting concept, though.
Yeah, it is. And actually, they're going to let three winners. The public will get to vote online. The top three winners at GetOnTheShelf.com will be sold on Walmart.com. The top vote getter will also be featured in Walmart stores throughout the country. So it's kind of a big deal. That's cool.
Story at DougStefan.com.
Yeah.
Along with the change at Priceline, the big TV ads that featured William Shatner are...
He's going off a bridge. They're killing off the Priceline negotiator.
I saw that.
After 14 years he's been doing that.
Wow.
Made a lot of money from it, and now he's been killed off.
Click on the story at DougStefan.com, and you can see his final commercial where he goes off the bridge in a bus, which explodes
when
it hits the ground. All right, so what's up with Ryan Seacrest?
All right, so Ryan Seacrest has been in the news a lot lately, and now at the start of American Idol, we realize that Ryan is in his last year of his contract. He had a 3-year deal, $15 million a year for a total of $45 million. This is the last year of his contract, and the people on the show are speculating that he may not be back because people want to cut, producers want to cut his salary. Well, Nigel Lithgow spoke out yesterday. He is like the head producer of the show and said that if Ryan's salary is cut, he thinks he's so important to the show that Nigel will personally pay the difference in his salary to keep Ryan going on Idol.
I don't get what Fox is thinking under the circumstances.
I don't think the show would be the same without him.
It's not even that. It's Ryan and the support that he gives the program on his other enterprises. I mean, this is a smart kid who's not he's moderately talented. His talent is working the business, understanding the business, and people, everyone knows who he is. So why would you want to screw that up? Not to make any sense.
No.
51 past the hour on Good Day.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
From bestfares.com is here on the Good Day program with the overview of the cruise business in light of what has happened. One of the big stories this past week, the Italian cruise ship disaster, and how that's affecting those who want to go cruising, those who booked cruises. Tom runs bestfares.com, and he will explain what's going on. Maybe there is a deal or two in the forecast. We'll find out in a moment here on Good Day.
Time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees, you're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the digestive advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
This part of the program is a focus on the travel business, travel industry, where to get the best fares. That's why it's called bestfares.com, folks. Cleverly created by one Tom Parsons, who also helps people find good cruise bargains. You can find all these bargains every week. He does special work for those who listen to the Good Day program. You go to the Good Day website, DougStefan.com, and they click on Tom's picture in the contributors box. You can find out what the specials are of the week. And I'm wondering how long it's going to take before there are cruise bargains galore, because this accident in Italy has had to have affected either booking potential or people who were going on cruises canceling. I mean, there's got to be a big, if you'll pardon me, wave of reaction to this.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a wave of reaction to this thing, too. I mean, we have to sit back and second-guess these industries. I mean, look at Carnival. It seems like for the last couple of years, they've always had a fire. The one I remember the most is the one out in Mexico when the engine blew up and they left those people out there for a couple of days, and the government sent a canned spam. Well, you know, they could have sent me ice and a bottle of Johnny Walker or a bottle of rum, but don't send me spam. Okay, that's not my thing, but they got out of that one pretty quick. They finally got the ship, you know, they tugged the boat in, they took it over to San Diego, out of sight, out of mind. It just went away from the radar. This one's not going anywhere fast. I'm still trying to figure out how they planned. And, you know, it may take them 2 to 4 weeks to get the oil off that boat.
Right.
Then they got to figure out, they can't blow it up because of all the chemicals and everything.
Well, they don't want to blow it up. They want to somehow write it and tow it to someplace and refurbish it. They're not going to cut it up.
And that means every day when that captain goes, I mean, he's probably the most hated guy in Italy anyway.
Right.
And I find that he's probably one of the luckiest guys in him and his first.
Because he just happened to slip off into the first boat that left.
Yeah, so did the first and second captain. I mean, second command. It's amazing how that happens.
Yeah, right.
But those are the guys. It's not that we're saying he should go down with the ship, but his job is to coordinate with those people on the shore to tell them what's going on. And he's asking them, really, there's some dead people out there? So, I mean, he's not the most loved person.
So what's it done to the cruise business, in fact? You know, are bookings now being canceled? Is there a deal to be had?
I'm not sure if they're all being canceled, but people have second concerns, the third and fourth and fifth. You know, only 7% of America has ever actually taken a cruise. 93% of them, I'm sure, today are saying, no way, Jose.
Right.
And then the 7% that have, now they're challenging these big cruise lines. Even Disney's getting inquiries. What is your drill? How do you get people off a ship? You know, and the law, this maritime law, says you must evacuate whatever size that ship is in 30 minutes. And today we've got cruise ships out there, almost as many with crew and passengers as big as 7,000 people.
Yeah, they're not going to get off in 30 minutes under any circumstance. All right. Things to check out. If you go to DougStefan.com, you can find Tom, and maybe you will find that bargain if that's what you want to do. I think it's okay to do this. Heck, everybody has.
Sure.